We'll give a little talk now about the subject of Lag Bo'Omer and what the celebration involves, what is behind the celebration of Lag Bo'Omer. We'll start off with the Talmudic source for the mourning that we show during the days of the Omer camp, which is also connected to the source of the celebration of Lag Bo'Omer. The Gemara in Yevamos 62b tells us that Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of students, all of whom passed away between Pesach and Shavuot. Chazal tell us, the rabbis tell us, that there was a reason for this. They died in the plague because they didn't show proper respect for each other. They didn't respect each other properly. The Gemara tells us that this occurred between Pesach and Shavuot, but the Meili over there explains, records the Masorah from the Gaonim, from the rabbi shortly after the Talmudic period, who tell us that the Talmidim, the students of Rabbi Akiva, ceased to die 32 days into the Omer camp. On the 33rd day, they stopped dying. Lag Bo'Omer, which is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, and is the reason why on Lag Bo'Omer we stop number of the practices of mourning that we practice during the time of the Tzira. And we designate it as a day of celebration. What's interesting is that the Gemara doesn't seem to tell us, doesn't to make a point of this. The Gemara tells us that the students died between Pesach and Shavuot. It makes no mention of Lag Bo'Omer, or of 32 days, counts the entire 49-day period as the period during which the students died. Now, it's true, of course, that if they passed away, if they died between Pesach and the 32nd day of Omer, or Lag Bo'Omer, then obviously it was between Pesach and Shavuot. But why then did Chazal say that they died between Pesach and Shavuot? If that's correct, on Lag Bo'Omer, they did not die, and it seems that the plague stopped entirely on Lag Bo'Omer. There are different practices as far as the sphere is concerned, in fact. Some even continue the practice of mourning after Lag Bo'Omer, and the Shulchan Aruch records two ways of practicing the sphere. So again, we see that the mourning period can last until Shavuot, even though the students died for the first 32 days. So what is the exact place that these 32 days and Lag Bo'Omer have with regard to the period between Pesach and Shavuot? On the one hand, it says the students died between Pesach and Shavuot. On the other hand, we have a Masorah recording that they died until Lag Bo'Omer. Now, we know that the time period between Pesach and Shavuot is a time of din, a time of strict justice, where Hashem punishes those that would not normally be punished during times when Hashem leaves the world with chesed, during different time periods. The condition in Edyos, end of the second parak, tells us that Gehenim burns especially between Pesach and Shavuot. So obviously it was a time of din, and that contributed to the fact that the students of Rabbi Akiva were punished then. However, if that is so, then why did the students stop dying by Lag Bo'Omer? And if the period of din is not related to the fact that the students died, then why does the Gemara record that they died between Pesach and Shavuot rather than between Pesach and Lag Bo'Omer? So I'd like to add, to try to approach this matter by first introducing a pasuk in Mishlei and discussing that a bit. The pasuk tells us, "Gam below da'at nefesh lo tov." The pasuk in chapter 19 of Mishlei. The words of the verse can be read in a number of ways, as with most verses in Mishlei, and the literal translation would be "Gam below da'at," even without da'at. Without da'at, nefesh lo tov, a soul, a nefesh, is not good. What does it mean, without knowledge, without knowing a nefesh is not good? Well, the person tells us that da'at is referring to the Torah, the knowledge of the Torah, and without knowledge of the Torah, a nefesh will not be good. The Vilna Gaon adds some words of explanation as follows. There's a number of ways of interpreting the values of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet and of reading them in different manners. Of course, you know there's different ways of using the acrostic or the gematria. One manner of transposing the Hebrew letters is called Atbash. Atbash means that you take the first letter of the alphabet and you switch it for the last one. The next letter, the second letter, you switch for the previous, the one prior to the last one. The third one for the third one from the last one. And we use that numbering system for transposing the letters of the word nefesh. We find that the word nefesh reads tov. Nun is on the opposite side of the alphabet from the letter tes. Vav is on the opposite side from the tay. And the bays is opposite side from shin. So nefesh turns into tov. Nefesh, therefore, is related to tov. However, gam below das, nefesh lo tov. Without das, the knowledge of the Torah, even a nefesh cannot be told. What this means is the fact that nefesh can be transposed, can be switched to atbash to receive the word tov, tells us that the nefesh can be easily, is prepared to be turned into tov, but some work is needed to turn it into tov. That's what the fact that nefesh can be tov and atbash is alluding to. Now, what is it that can make the nefesh into tov? The da'at. The Torah is able to make the nefesh into tov. Without the Torah, the nefesh is not tov. With the Torah, the nefesh can become tov. Now, what exactly, what part of the Torah is it that can make the nefesh into tov? The answer to this seems to lie in the Mishnah in Avos. In the sixth parak of Avos, we find, the Mishnah tells us, Halome mitaveo parak echad, o halofa achas, o pasuk echad, o divar echad, o fibo os achas, tzorak linhog bo kovot. A person who learns even one chapter, or one verse, or even one letter from his friend, has to show honor to that friend for teaching him Torah. And the Mishnah concludes, the Ein Kavod Ela Torah, because the only honor that there truly is in the world is Torah. Shenema Kavod Chachomim Yincholu Usmimim Yincholu Tov. And then it says, the Ein Tov Ela Torah Shenema Kilakach Tov Nesati Lachem. The Mishnah says, the only thing that can be referred to as honor is the Torah. The only thing that could truly give a person honor is the Torah. And the Mishnah continues that the only thing that is good is the Torah. And it brings verses that connect the two by using the word nachalo by both. Kavod chachomim yincholu. Honor is the nachalo, the heritage of the wise. And it says, v'smimim yincholu tov. They're perfect, the complete people, yincholu tov. Their heritage is tov. And so the Tov and Kavod both refer to Torah. The point over here is that to reveal the Tov that comes about through the Torah, the Tov of the Nefesh, it is necessary to learn to acquire the kavod of the Torah. Through studying the kavod of the Torah, through acquiring the kavod of the Torah, a person reaches the Tov. Now what does that mean? What that means is that the Torah in general is a reflection of the honor of Hashem. There's no greater show, there's no greater demonstration of the honor of Hashem than the Torah itself. The beauty of the Torah, the perfectness of the Torah, the fact that every single letter and that everything is able to teach us something else, and the endless wellsprings of wisdom that we find in the Torah are the greatest reflection of the honor of Hashem. And one who acquires the honor of the Torah, one who studies the Torah and understands the honor of Hashem through the Torah, well, he himself then shares in the honor of Hashem. Since he's able to now teach others and to demonstrate the honor of Hashem, the honor of Hashem rests upon him. It is necessary to honor him. He himself deserves honor. He becomes an honored person because he, too, will now be a demonstration of the honor of Hashem, since he can explain the Torah to others and show the kavod of the Torah. Once that kavod of the Torah is acquired and is used, then a person follows the will of the Torah and instructions of the Torah in order to learn how to act and what to do in every moment of his life. And that is how he makes his nefesh tov. The way I see it again, the kavod is the method, the means, and the end, product, the goal, is to reach the tov. Through the ein kavod el Torah, a person reaches the ein tov el Torah, making the nefesh into tov. Now, there are really two parts to the kavod el Torah. It says in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, in the end of Sotah, Mishameis Rabbi Akiva, Batla Kavod HaTorah. The honor, the kavod of the Torah came to an end when Rabbi Akiva passed away. In what way did Rabbi Akiva personify the honor of the Torah, such that when he passed away, no remnant of it was left? The Rashi explains that we find in the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva was Doresh Kitzrei Osios. He found a purpose and a meaning behind every single letter of the Torah, every single line on every letter of the Torah, and Ein Kavod HaTorah Gadol Mizeh. There's no greater demonstration of the honor of the Torah and the Creator than that. This is one aspect of Kavod HaTorah. The honor of Torah is finding the meaning of every single letter of the Torah, what it's trying to teach you, the practical halachas that are learned through the Yud Gimel Mizos, through the 13 ways of Torah exegesis, and through what the Brisa tells us is the 32 ways of Torah exegesis that the blood of Ben Yosef Glili records, and through those we're able to reveal the kavod of the Torah. Then there's another level of kavod, a hidden depth to the Torah that is revealed only to those that have already mastered the revealed depth of the Torah. The hidden depth of the Torah, referred to as Kabbalah, referred to as the secret, the sodos, the rosin of the Torah, which is revealed to those that have become close to Hashem through studying the Torah's outward commandments. And this, which can be even more amazing and more of a witness to the honor of Hashem that is revealed through the Torah. This is the second aspect of Kavod HaTorah, the honor of the Torah. Those two aspects give the person a measure of Kavod in his own right, since he has revealed and studied the Kavod of Hashem through the Torah, and he's able to demonstrate it to others. These are two aspects of Kavod of the Torah. What's interesting is Kavod has a numerical value, a gematria, of 32. Vav and Dalet are 10. Kav is 20, that makes 30. And the Beis is 2, makes a total of 32. There are 32 exegesis, and going to the next Raisa, And similarly, there are 32 Mesivos Priyos Chochma in the secrets of the Torah. There are 32 approaches to the secrets of the Torah, as the Sefer Yetzirah says. 32 Mesivos Priyos Chochma, secrets of the wisdom of the Torah. The 32 is Meramei to allude to Kavod, the Kavod of Hashem through the open drashos, through the open exegesis, through the open understanding of the Torah, and the Kavod of Hashem through the secrets of the Torah. Those are the two Kavod through which a person can reach Tov. The Sefer Meir Sasser points out that the word Tov appears first in the Torah after 32 words. There are 32 words. The next word is Tov. And this might be showing again that through the Kavod that is hidden in the Torah, one comes to the goal of revealing, of reaching the Tov, making the Nefesh Tov, making the person Tov with Nei Hashem, and revealing the Ein Tov of the Torah. The Nei Sefer also points out that Kavod, or Tov, 32, Kavod, or 32, added together to Tov, which has a numerical value of 17, makes 49. And he says that the 49 days of Sphira, those 49 days of Sphira are the time during which a person should utilize for attaining this Madrega of the 32 followed by the Tov, which he refers to as Lev Tov. The 32 first days, then, correspond to the days when a person is supposed to be revealing the Kavod of the Torah. Afterwards, a person has attained the Kavod of the Torah and is now able to start from the other side. So the goal of acquiring Tov for himself, putting into practice the Kavod and making it into Tov. Those are the last 17 days of the Omer. Now we can understand, perhaps, what is meant by the fact that the students of Rebbe Akiva stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. Why is it that they died during the time of the Sphira? Because they didn't conduct themselves with proper respect, with proper kavod towards each other. Why is it that they died during these 32 days? Because the Mishnah and others tell the same Kavod El Torah. And it says that when you hear even a single verse or a single word or letter from another person, you're supposed to respect him because of the Kavod of the Torah that he has taught you. And when the students of Rabbi Akiva did not practice that, did not show proper respect to each other for the Torah, it shows that they weren't really internalizing the Kavod of the Torah. They hadn't really attained the Kavod during the time that they were supposed to, during these 32 days. And that is why they were punished during these 32 days. And all the students of Rabbi Akiva passed away during that time. However, they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. That was already after the 32 days, during the time of the Tov. And even though those students did not acquire the Tov, they were not able to live to see that day when they'd be able to practice Tov, because they did not acquire the Kavod HaTorah, and therefore they couldn't see the Ein Tov El HaTorah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, a later student of Rabbi Akiva, according to the Gemara, who studied from Rabbi Akiva after the first students passed away, Shimon Bar Yochai did reveal the Kavod of the Torah in both the Nigla, the Drashos of the Torah, and the Nistar, the hidden secrets of the Torah. As we know, he stayed in a cave for 13 years, 12 years, then another year, and he studied with his son, and he prepared the Sefer HaZohar, which teaches us all the secrets of the Torah. He was able to reveal this, the Kavod, the true Kavod of the Torah, that he received from the Rebbe Akiva, who was the personification of Kavod HaTorah, and through that, he was able to acquire the Tov, starting from Lag BaOmer. This is why Lag BaOmer is a day of celebration, the celebration of the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai passed away on Lag BaOmer, and as the Bnei Yosefa points out, the Tzaddikim passed away on the day they're born, so he probably was born also on Lag BaOmer, to show that he was the one that was going to bring this Tov to the world, was going to reveal the Kavod of the Torah in order to bring this Tov to the world. This might be why the Gemara tells us the students of Rabbi Akiva passed away between Pesach and Shavuot. He said it's because that entire time is a time of din, a time of strict justice. Why then do we find that they only passed away until Lag BaOmer and not during the last third of the Sfira? If the entire time is a time of din, the answer is, as we said, because the Sfira is divided into two parts. During the first 2 days, during the 32 days, the person is supposed to work to acquire the Torah, to understand the secrets of the Torah, and the simple meaning of the Torah, to reveal the Torah and the honor of the Torah. And during the second part, that honor of the Torah is supposed to work on the person in order to help them attain the Torah. Since they couldn't reveal the honor of the Torah, they passed away during that first part, before the time of the Torah. However, it was because it was the time that they were supposed to achieve both the kavod of the Torah and the tov of the Torah that they passed away. Their feeling was a feeling to achieve the entire goal of the Sfira between Pesach and Shavuot, and not just the goal that they were supposed to attain during the first 32 days. Those first 32 days were supposed to bring about the ability to go further and to attain the level that can be attained during the last 17 days of the Sfira. Therefore, it's appropriate to say that they passed away between Pesach and Shavuot. On the other hand, they actually only died until Lag BaOmer. But on Lag BaOmer itself, they stopped dying, and it was a time that the later Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, especially Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, were able to reveal the Tov of the Torah and to pass it down to us. May we ourselves merit to see the light of the Torah and the honor of the Torah and the Tov of the Torah, and may we see the entire Klal Yisrael realize this beauty of the Torah and see the Gula Shalom and the Hare Yemeinu. Thank you very much.